People are returned to Nasir town after the army and the civilians agreed not to fight again. Fighting erupted in Nasir County last month between the army and the civilians over a fishing site, leaving scores of civilians and soldiers dead. Many residents fled to nearby Payams. Nasir County officials said many elderly and children were feared to have drowned in River Sobat. There was also a conflict in Longechuk County and fighting at Kuburlul, which caused new fear that insecurity is returning to Upper Nile State. Last November, the national government deployed 750 unified forces to Malakal in Upper Nile State to boost security. The unified forces were deployed in Tonga and Ren counties, leaving other counties being secured by untrained forces. Nasir County resident Niall Gadkwoth says fighters in the local militia known as the White Army have returned to their villages, the army has gone back to the barracks, and civilians are returning to Nasir town.
Civilians have started coming back. Even start from yesterday, they came with their cattle, children, up to today they are moving to Baton. The mission that came from Juba to see the situation in the ground, they come to this commissioner with their wiremen. They also go to military barracks. They talk a lot. And finally, it was said that there is no fighting that way. That just will happen again. Even those soldiers, they say, no, it is not our plan because it's not all the soldiers who plan to fight the civilians. It's some element in the barracks.
Niall says the national government should deploy the fully trained unified forces in Nasir instead of posting troops there who have not been graduated from training.
Civilians will not believe military 100%. This government still don't want civilians to live in a ship in the country. It is supposed to deploy all the unified force that was trained. Because it was trained to monitor the peace. But up to now, we don't want to deploy those forces. This government force who previously fight, it was a tribal soldier. They don't know what we call human rights. But this unified force has a human right. Because it was trained for almost 3 years. And they were taught a lot that we are not a tribal soldier.
Jekang Geng is the police inspector in Nasir County. He says the army and civilians have agreed to end the fighting. Geng says the community wrote a letter requesting the removal of untrained soldiers. He sent the letter to the state government for consideration. So far, he says, the National Commission for Monitoring Peace in the country, known as CITISAM-VM, has taken no action.
We make agreement to people cannot fight again. So the commander now is back to the barracks. The situation is still normal. The CITISAM did not give us the feedback, but they said the community officers will write the letter for the changing these soldiers. I give the letter also from the community. So I scan it and I send it to them.
Geng says there will be no more fighting in Nasir because the army realized its mistake.
No one can make the war again. And also those of the soldiers, also, they apologize. They say it is our mistake, not the community mistake.
Luke Sadala, the Upper Nile State's Minister of Information, says the state and county officials are spreading messages of peace to head off future conflicts.
Last month, a conflict erupted in Nasir and Longechuk counties. The state government, especially the governor and deputy governor, went for a peace rally in my wood. They will go to Longechuk by road from my wood to investigate what happened in Longechuk. And we hope that when they arrive there, we shall get an update on the situation in Longechuk.
Sadala argues that conflict should not be viewed through tribal lenses. He says it should be seen as an individual issue and the law should be given the chance to take its course. He urges South Sudanese who are in Ethiopia and Sudan not to fear insecurity in Upper Nile and to return home, and says state government will vouch for their safety.
One of us yesterday said in Akoka that we should not say that this tribe killed the other tribe. If we say this tribe killed a person, is it the whole tribe that killed a person? It was an individual. And if you understand it this way, then we shall follow it up by the law. And if we abide by the law, no conflict will happen again. We assured them that no conflict will happen because we know the disadvantages of conflict, and now We know the advantages of peace. The civilians should be informed that no conflict will happen again.
Sadala adds that the people of Akoka and Fashoda counties who recently clashed are now living in peace. He says state officials are also managing the issue of gangs in Malakal town to ensure residents are safe. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kwad in Malakal.